This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's a swing and a miss on a high fastball, and there's strikeout number 8. The Rangers, Suarez. That'll end things here at 7.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on Topper, Cast. It's really more about Topper today. I mean, Castellanos, he was in the game. He was put in the game. He got 2 hits. He was left and right field. He made a great catch to finish it. But Rob Thompson, going back on what he's put a precedent out a couple days ago, which was Castellanos should be replaced for defense. Didn't do it last night. I think every one of you that defended Topper should be disappointed today, because that was a manager just saying, I guess we don't have to do it tonight. That doesn't make any sense to me. But, Hugh, here's what does make sense. Every time I watch Ranger Suarez pitch, since his first start, he had a tough first start when he came back against Arizona. Everyone since then has been basically excellent. I mean, he's pitching right now like an all-star. He's pitching like someone that might make his second straight all-star game, which is pretty incredible because he missed the first 5 weeks. But if he finishes strong the last 4 or 5 starts, he's got a real all-star case. And Hugh, the more I watch him, it is getting tougher and tougher for me to just kind of wrap my mind around the idea that he's not going to be here. Like, he's almost forcing them to have to want to re-sign him. Hugh, what are you feeling on Ranger? Because this is, he's been excellent his last 2 months.
He's pitching like somebody who wants to get paid.
He's
pitching like somebody who was not, wasn't going to go to the bullpen because he wanted to show you his worth.
Oh, so you're a term for the I told you so.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He's showing you his worth.
Yes.
And he's been super clutch the last couple of outings that he's had, man. And you look at that, and the Phillies have a decision they have to make. Now, this is where it gets a little tough, Joe. It's because this team is a little older. And I think going into this, the reason why they ran it back, because they wanted to see if they can get it done with this group. And the reason why they've been kind of standing pat as far as the decisions or non-decisions that have made about some guys that are up for contracts is that they want to see how it's going to play out. They don't want to be hasty in their decision-making because, you know, you still got Andrew Painter waiting in the wings. You don't know what's going on with Aaron Nola, you know, and his injury and everything. So they want to be hasty in their thinking. But when you look at the way Rangers pitching, one of two things could potentially happen. He could become a guy that you want to sign to a long-term deal, or he could become a trade piece.
So I don't think they could trade him. I mean, there's only a month. What, we have a month and 12 days till the trade deadline?
Mm-hmm.
How could they trade him now?
I'm just saying, because that was a conversation that was had early on.
So I've removed that, though, and I was okay with that. Like, if you told me they get a good piece back, you know, and he's a free agent in B, and you mentioned all the other arms they have, I think a lot of us would have been okay a month ago. Hey, if we get an outfielder, hey, if we get a lockdown reliever, would you swap Ranger for him? I can't trade him right now, Hugh. I mean, he might be their second best starting pitcher. I mean, like, he is
looking like it.
He has. I know Luzardo was that the first month or so, right? 2 month and a half. But then he had the couple bad outings. He was only okay this past week. Ranger Suarez, his last 8 starts, 53 and 2/3 innings pitched. He has a 1.17 ERA. He looks dominant. He looks like the guy he was last year before the injury, right? The first 2 months of last year, the guy that became an all-star. So let's workshop this a little bit. Would you extend his contract right now? Would you try to sign right now?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I would. Because I don't know. Like right now, you know, you got Andrew Painter waiting in the wings. I don't know what's going on with Nolan. Has anybody said anything about Aaron Nolan?
Well,
how he's doing?
He did say last weekend it's going to be 2 months.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But he also stunk when he was pitching.
Yeah.
I would let it play. I mean, we know last time we had this debate, obviously I was not in favor of signing Ranger Suarez. My voice got a little out of whack when we
signed Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal. Yeah, that was last time. I think I'll keep myself composed this time. I still would let it play out because Ranger really hasn't had full seasons of excellence. But I'm open to the idea of re-signing him now. I'm not against it anymore because I've always liked Ranger. I just didn't think he fit into the long term here. I just was like, where is he going to pitch? You know, long term, they have Wheeler for at least 2 more years, or I guess just 2 more years. They have Painter for 6 years. They have Abel for now for 6 years. They have Nola for 5 more years, which doesn't seem great right now, but that's his contract. And they have they have Sanchez for years to come on that long term deal. So I kind of got it in my head that Ranger was gone, and it was a matter of, do they let him walk? Do they trade him away? But Hugh, this guy's too good to just, like, he's too good for me to say, whatever, if he's gone, he's gone. He might make a second straight All-Star game. We were looking before the show today, and I couldn't find, if someone has a memory of this and you could tell me, I'd love to hear it. I can't find ever a Phillies player that made 2 straight All-Star games and then was allowed to walk away. I mean, I can't find it. And Ranger right now looks like an all-star. Kyle, I thought this guy was as good as gone, and like, I don't know. I want to keep him.
He's becoming untradeable.
Yep.
I would say that. He looks like he could potentially be their second-best starter when it comes to an October rotation. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's just pitching out of his mind right now. He looks like the Ranger from the beginning of last year, which I think you could argue is the number one most positive development for the Phillies this season in terms of, like, World Series chances. I'd say I'm not extending him right now, though. Like, I feel a similar way that I do with Kyle Schwarber.
Wait.
Like, if he's pitching so well right now, it feels like he's pitching for that next contract. Like, why would I'm not rewarding him for that just yet. I would rather keep him pitching this way.
Keep him hungry.
Yeah, throughout the whole season and maybe into October. And then also you protect yourself from him potentially getting another back injury, which derailed him last season for, you know, whatever reason. I know Hugh had his theories on it, but... I mean,
why?
But that could throw the whole thing out of whack. Like, if you extend him and then he hurts his back again and it's a recurring back issue, that's a huge, that's like a nightmare situation. So, I mean, look, if it ends up that he goes to free agency and he secures a long-term deal with somebody else, I can almost live with that more than I can live with the Schwarber thing just because of the wealth of starting pitching that we have coming up and just like on the team in general. So I think it's almost like the perfect scenario to let him play it out through free agency.
I got to say, and we don't say this around here often, and he may have stumbled into it with his reasoning, feels like a win for Hugh. The Ranger thing feels like a big Hugh Douglas victory. I'm giving you a win on this one.
But thank you.
You're welcome. You didn't know how to take that. You didn't know I was you thought this was going to be a backhanded compliment.
You know what I mean? I don't want to peacock around. I mean, I don't.
You
have
do.
To.
I mean, I don't. Yes, you do.
I told you so, Gillio, this morning. I just.
Yeah. I never said the words.
There's only room for one. I told you.
There's only one.
But you nailed this one. Keep him in the rotation. He's pitching for a contract. Well, now the reasoning of why he couldn't go to the bullpen.
Because he's trying to get paid.
Yeah, but like that.
Yeah, we don't care.
You stumble into a win. Take the W.
I know you don't care, but I'm trying to tell you.
Take the W.
That's a driving motivator. And them frosted tips. You ain't see his frosted tips last night.
Frosted tips. Or electric this year.
He's out there with the frosted tips, got his wife back. He went on all fronts right now.
Crux said this at the game last night, and I think I agree with him. Like, there's watching him pitch is so fun.
It is.
It's not Zach Wheeler where he'll blow one by and he's just like, I mean, you just know Zach Wheeler, like, he just exudes greatness when he's up there. But like, Ranger is so crafty.
So this morning I heard Joe compare him to Jamie Moyer a little bit.
Sure.
I see a little bit of that. Right now, Framber Valdez from the Astros, the guy who pitched against the Phillies in Game 2 and 6 of the World Series. Like a crafty lefty, doesn't throw that hard, but he just finds a way to get outs. I mean, it's rare that teams square him up. I know he had the error last time, but he fields his position really well. He's a glove kind of pitcher out there. I mean, and he's good in the playoffs. I think his ERA in the playoffs like won something. I mean, he's the kind of guy you want on your team. I'm with you, Kyle. I would let it play out.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. They can't trade him at the deadline. Well, and they just can't.
The playoff thing's never been on full display more than against the Mets when he had been shaky throughout the season.
Yep.
And that was one of the most gutsy performances that you could have possibly asked for.
It felt like there were runners on base every inning.
But he was getting out of jams all the time.
It was
wild. Just so fun to watch.
He is. Great job by Ranger last night. 215-592-9494. You can chime in on Ranger. And would you re-sign him right now or let this thing ride out? I'd let it ride out. You want to pay him right now. But he's untradeable at this point. They need him down the stretch of the season. Hopefully he stays healthy. And, of course, Topper, what are you feeling after last night? I think if you were a big Topper supporter yesterday in the whole Castellanos saga, you should be disappointed because Topper told us a couple nights ago that he thinks their best defense is without Castellanos late in the game. And then one night later, after Castellanos barks him, he changes his mind. That, to me, is a manager that is just going with the wind. Like, that's not consistent enough, and I think you should be disappointed in Rob Thompson. Right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And, of course, your guess is for Hughes Clues. Pair of tickets in line. Phil's Padres, July 1st, a fireworks night. We're going to be at the game. Hugh, the first clue was this person is a unique individual.
Unique individual.
Pee-wee Herman was our first guest. Not it. Ron and Monk goes up. This is a unique individual. What's up, Ron?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey,
Ron.
Guys.
We got Ron.
Listen, this Phillies team is like a Rubik's Cube. That, like, everybody's trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even the people that run it. But I'll say this. Thompson is a guy who's along for the ride. And the ride is almost over. Okay? Schwarber is going to be going elsewhere next year because eventually they will not win the World Series. They'll probably get knocked down the first round. And he's going to get a beautiful offer from some other contender, get a fresh start, and he don't have to come back to this hornet's nest. Okay? And that thing, that play Castellano got caught on that rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? You don't need to look at him. That was the third base coach's fault. Okay? He sends Boehm, he stops Boehm, and then resends him. Okay, so you can't put that all on Castellano.
I agree with that. It's not that one. I didn't think it was on Castellano. Yeah, he just got caught in it.
No, it's not on Castellano. First of all, it's on the third base coach. Okay, and did you see the play that he made out there at the end of the game.
Of course, yeah.
That's what he's been doing. That's what he's been doing since he got here. I'm shocked, but he's held down right field. Now, I want to talk about the B word. All right, so can we talk about the B word real quick?
What word?
Well, the boom word.
I know what you're talking about.
What did the boom go for last night, Joey? How'd he do?
Get a few hits.
That's it, Joe? A few hits?
I mean, what do you want me to do? Put him in the Hall of Fame?
Joe, you better start puckering up.
Oh, stop.
Okay?
Stop.
You better start puckering up.
We
Joe,
do this every year with Boehm. Every year.
No, you don't go through this every year, but you got a short memory, dude.
Since
he got up here, he's been the second best hitter next to Harper since he got here up until last year.
Stop.
Okay? Now he's finding his stride. And he's going to hit the rest of the year. He possibly could make the All-Star team.
No.
And listen, there's nobody on this team that I would hang on my wall. Nobody. There isn't even, in my mind, there is no All-Star on this team. You know what I mean?
But Schwarber. Schwarber and Wheeler are All-Stars.
Nah, Schwarber's freaking out a lot again.
Oh, come on.
You know, no. You know,
he's got over 20 home runs, an OPS over 900. What are you talking about?
I need more than 45 home runs to be an All-Star. I'm sorry.
By the way, Ron, tell me I would not do this every year. Alec Boehm's OPS is 744. His career OPS is 743. We literally do this every year. He's the same guy.
Yeah, Joe, you can go up and down the lineup with this.
You want me to pucker up on Boehm?
Look, I know why you're picking on him. I don't like the way he behaves, Joe.
Right.
But guess what? You can't be dishonest about the kid's bat because he can hit.
It's an okay bat at third base. Okay.
He went to the All-Star game.
Now you sound like you over here.
I mean, he did go.
Now you're egging him on.
I'm putting you in charge of this. You're going to be driving the bus on the Boehm thing.
Oh, then we're driving right into a lake.
I want you to pound him like a tent peg every time he goes against Boehm. Pound him.
I would have rode him until he told me no. Yeah, I didn't.
You up to the task? You driving the Boehm bus? Nah. And you should drive the Boehm bus. You want to be a Boehm fan. We all see it. We all know it, Hugh. Listen, Ron, drive the Boehm bus. Come to the All-Star game.
I got the answer. Two of you guys can stay there.
Yeah, what's the answer?
I have the answer for the menagerie that is Hugh's Clues.
Goodness.
I personally know this guy. He's got one testicle. His name is John Crux.
That is a unique person, yes, Ron, and then very interesting detail to add to that.
Unnecessary.
A lot of things you could say about John Crump without using that.
What?
Yeah.
Just move on.
Yeah, it's a medical thing. Just move on. We don't need to go there. I think he's right. It's not John Crump, by the way. John is unique, but that's not the answer. I think he's right. You should drive the Boehm bus right to the All-Star game. See who hops on with you. Become a Boehm guy.
Yeah, I know I'm stuck trying to move forward. Okay, let's just do that.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
That was way too much information. Time to get there.
Well, we got to get the social team on this. Hugh and Boehm in a bus heading down to Atlanta for the All-Star game. You get to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, I do. I had a ball when I was in Atlanta, too.
Headed to Buc-ee's. And then
you get to Skip, your neighbor. You should come, too.
No, Skip can't come.
But you know, they got a Buc-ee's
not too far from the stadium. It's like 20 miles outside.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it might be a nice little road trip.
You should do this. And then you could tell us he's a two-time All-Star.
Like, it all depends. If we get out there and we get the voting, you know, because you get the vote as many. You get like five votes a day or something. No, I'm just saying.
He deserves to start the All-Star game. I mean,
Trey might need to go.
I think Trey has a case to make the team. I don't think he's going to start, but he's a case to make the team. I mean, you're the one that wants Boehm to go. I mean, you should be pounding the table for this.
I just pointed out the fact that he went last year.
Yeah, well, you point that out as if that has anything to do with anything.
But, you know, our All-Stars, do care a little bit of cachet. A little bit of cachet. I mean, they do. I mean, I understand. Listen, it's not lost on me that every team is represented in Major League Baseball.
It seems like it is lost.
No, it's not. It's not. But he was on a good team and he went to the All-Star game. So that has to count for something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had eight members go to the game.
Yeah, they did. They were deep. They were deep last year. They were real deep last year.
But you like to bring up the Boehm one as if that's
No, I'm just saying. I didn't bring it up that time. Ron,
I mean, you bring it up with Tobias Harris, dude.
No, I'm just.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
What did weren't the Detroit Pistons in the playoffs this year?
No one cares.
Were the
20 teams make the NBA playoffs?
Were the Sixers don't, in the playoffs?
First of all, how dare you?
No, I'm just saying. Were the Sixers in the playoffs?
No, they suck.
He went to a team, and he, however you want to parse it, he went to the team, and they made it to the playoffs when he was there. The year before he was not there, they didn't make it to the playoffs.
I don't give a shit.
That's just the fact. That's the fact. I'm just pointing out the facts.
What about context? Okay. Context. Like the Cade Cunningham kid took
that's
a leap.
CJ, CJ, GJ drop. You just couldn't wait.
What are you talking about?
It fits our show so well. I mean, it's just every day with this crap. All right, Paul in Downingtown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, man. So we're actually talking about two of my favorite Phillies. I love Ranger, and I feel like I've been vending Castellanos since the day he showed up. But if we can do anything to sign Ranger, I'm a big believer in him. And if there's a chance, I'm worried about other contracts and the ability to sign this guy if we don't do something now. At the same time, I understand the motivation to keep him pitching. So I'm kind of split on it. But I think if the Phillies have like a, I don't want to say team friendly because I don't, but if they have a way to sign him now, if they have a way to get him, I think they'd be foolish not to. To let that arm walk, I think would be a really silly thing to do.
Paul, I agree before you make your next point. And I think the difficult thing is to figure out how much money he's going to get because he's a unique pitcher. I mean, speaking of the word unique, he was on Unique today.
Yeah.
I don't look at Ranger as a guy that's going to get $100 million, but you know, I'm sure his agent is like, hey, look at this guy's ERA. Look at his production the last 4 years. And you look at the last 2 years, Paul, his ERA is like 3.1 since the start of last year. So I don't know what his market is, but if they could get him on something like, I don't know, 3 years, $60 million, I would do that right now. I think that might be worth it.
100%. I agree with you. And as far as Castellanos goes, I think he gets the short end of the stick like a lot. I was a fan of his when he was with the Tigers, but I understand. And I wish that, and I know he's a prideful guy, but someone has to be able to sit down with him. And I think Castellanos is a team guy. And someone has to get through his head that he is the slowest option in the outfield. And it's not that he does a bad job of catching balls that he gets to. It's not that he has a rag arm. It's that somebody else on the team can prevent a ball from being a double, prevent a ball from being a triple that he can't. They can catch a ball that he can't. And I really believe Nick wants to win. And if you approach a prideful guy, you know, from the aspect of this is what's best for the team, swallow your damn pride.
Swallow it.
So I think it's interesting the way you frame. Yeah, the way you framed
like a baby the other night.
He did.
It really tipped me off.
You know, I think it's interesting the way you framed it. Like, talk to him, show him. Paul, there was a story back in the day when Derek Jeter was a free agent, like with the Yankees, and they were trying to re-sign him, maybe let them test the market. He didn't know he had become a below-average shortstop. Like, they had to show him. Like, I think people assume these players know what they're good and bad at. I'm not sure. Right. I think Castellanos, because he's prideful and he's been an everyday player for a long time, I think he believes he is a good or above-average outfielder. And, Paul, I don't know if he thinks of it like that unless they show it to him. So I understand why he was upset the other night. Like, hey, that's my spot. Yeah. Why are you taking me out now?
That's why I think it needs a sit down. And that's why I was really disappointed, like, with the mixed messaging. Like, when you're doing something as a group, you know, where you have individuals involved, consistency is very important. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if you're talking about a classroom setting or a team setting. Consistency is important, and you can't waffle. You know, you just can't do it. And, you know, so I'm disappointed from a lot of aspects with what happened, you know, last night in terms of, you know, not making the defense replacement, not maintaining that consistency, you know. But the big thing is like, I really believe Nick's a team guy. And like you said, like, he is prideful. I think he does believe that, like, he can do it. But someone really needs to sit him down and break the reality to him that he's the slowest option. End of sentence. Own it. Understand it. Act like a team guy.
Paul,
and that's all there is to it.
It's a good point. All right, Paul, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues, a unique individual?
This is crazy because I, you know, we don't know live, dead, male, female, but I'm going to go with Flavor Flav. Just because.
Flavor Flav is, I mean, that's unique. Paul, appreciate the call. Not it, but.
Paul was mad at the clues.
Well, of course he was.
Oh, he'll be all right. I'm just saying.
Because people want to win the prize.
They do, but you don't ever get it. You don't ever get it on the first guess. So y'all need to stop being. See, what's happening is this. Y'all get mad at the first clue, and I'm just going to make them worse. Just going to make the first clue even
so
worse.
So you're going to be petty now.
Oh, super petty.
Okay, well, now we got to get a second clue. Hopefully this one is actually a decent one. All right, your phone calls and all this. What to do with Ranger? Sign him now. Let it play out. Too. He was mad.
He's like, I don't know if he's alive or dead. It don't make no difference. Just give a guess.
No, I don't think he meant you're alive or dead. No, the person.
The person. Yeah, he didn't know if he was alive or dead.
Well,
don't
that
make
does
a difference.
Help.
It don't.
It means it doesn't help.
It just it means you need to open your mind up and think. Just think outside the box.
Yeah, but it cuts it off. If you say they're dead, they're dead.
Or maybe, like I said yesterday, let the sacrificial lambs go first.
Yeah, I think he was in clue denial.
I know. This is like Castellanos. What? He doesn't realize how bad it is in the outfield.
What are you talking about?
And it's, I guess we're top or we're letting him get away with this?
We need to bring the doctor's help back in for Hugh and his clues.
First of all, no. I give great clues.
Nope.
You just have to think outside the box a little bit. You got to think outside the blocks.
Yeah, outside the blocks. You're outside the blocks. All right. Do you feel differently now about Topper after the whole Castellanos situation? If you supported Topper yesterday, you should be disappointed.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No,
that's what you want to say.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, because we don't have all the information.
We have every information we need.
We are going off emotion. No.
What do we do every day here?
Emotional.
I mean, like WIP.
Emotional.
He took the guy out for defense. The guy didn't get any better at defense. He left him in. And
I just want to say this, too. Because I don't know if you looked at your phone. Mm. I'm not riding the Bomber train. Ike.
You are riding the Bomber.
No, I'm not riding the Bomber.
Everyone knows you want to ride the Bomber.
He had enough nerve to send the hashtag to.
Everyone knows deep down you're a Bomber lover.
I am not riding the Bomber. And lather Celine on me.
All right, another clue as well. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.